So the 100-meter dash in WAC as a sophomore, at the beginning of the year, were you expecting this?
No, I really wasn't expecting it, but I knew that I could compete with some of the fastest, and I was excited to see what I can do.
How were you able to evolve during the course of the year to be able to get to this point?
We recently had a new coach join our program, and she kind of helped me with some little things that she noticed as we were warming up, getting ready for the year. And she helped me fix my knees. I had trouble bringing my knees through as I was running, and that helped my speed a lot.
Mm-hmm. And new coach's name?
Her name is Coach Jeter.
Yeah, okay. And so you had this, and how much did that fresh perspective help you today?
Oh, it helped so much. It kind of started me from day one, and so I didn't feel defeated going into the race. I felt a little bit more confident because I worked so hard for it this year.
How was your break? Because I know it's so important in that event.
Oh, man. From the start, it was a little rough, but I managed to come back from it. I feel like if I could do my start over, I think I could run even faster.
Last question. Of course, you got the sub-state, the regionals, and, of course, on to state. So where do you hope to take it from here? What do you need to do to take it to the next level?
Really, if I'm going to make it to state this year, I think my biggest thing is going to be my starts. I have pretty decent top speed, so if I can get my starts really good, I think I have a really good chance of making it to state this year.
All right, congratulations, George. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.